Mishnah Brachas, the Tesla Vase, Me'emus Ikerin Shrab Shachris, Yishayakir, Bain, Chalus, Lulov. Whereas I am in Chalus of Karati, the Gaimer Adan Itzachama, Shur Aina at Shal Shais, Kinder Chalachalam Shal Shais. So the Mishnah here mentions three possible one Zman Legab Naschala, and two Zmanim Legab the Gemar. The Aschala, the Mishnah says, Mishayakir. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, either by Nates or by Shalosh Shois. That's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara has a Braisa here, previously on Chesed and Beis, that the Braisa mentions that you could lay it from Aleis HaShachar. In a minute, Taisus Lavdatka, but the Gemara seems to say at least that you could lay it from Aleis HaShachar. So we have two zmanim as to when the mitzvah Kriya Shema potentially begins, either alois or mishiyakir, and then we have the zmanim when it ends is neitz or shalosh shois. And now there is a third shita at the tchilas zmana, which is kaisus in yuma shita, which is on page tazayin. And Taisus, it's actually the end of Taisus, is that Taisus and Yuma holds the being done from the Rach, that the Zman, at least the Chatchila of Kriya Shema, is after Nitz, Miyad Acher Nitz. So that's the Chatchila, the Zman, to learn Kriya Shema. And that was the Vasikin lane before, was really Mishum Kriya Shema, was B'diavid, but they wanted to learn Davin Tefillah at the first possible moment. So they laid Kriya Shema a little earlier in order to lay Tefillah at the most chatchilika time. That is the Shita Sarach. So generally speaking, the klal is based on the Mishnah Megillah, that there are many mitzvahs shenhages b'yayin, Tekiyah Shefer, Mitzvahs Lulav, Kriyas Megillah b'yayin, Arnit Neged Afke b'yayin. And the klal of these mitzvahs is as follows, that l'chatchila, it can be lained, the mitzvah can be done, should be done from Neitz Achama, but the Yevon Aleis HaShachar. The reason why the Rishayim there in Megillah explain, because Meikir Adin, the day starts from Aleis HaShachar, day goes from Aleis till Tzeis, but we're afraid since Aleis is not such a clear cut zman, there's a gradual lightening of the sky, and it's not exactly clear when exactly Neitz starts. Neitz is a much more clear cut zman. You see the sun above the horizon. So therefore, the Chacham said l'chatchila one should not do mitzvah haneagas b'yayin until Neitz. B'diavad, one can do if they did it from Aleis. It is yayin, so you did it from Aleis yaitse, and so you also shasat chak, let's say a person has to be yaitse l'derech. So b'diavad, they can do the mitzvah from Aleis. So that's general klal of mitzvahs haneagas b'yayin. So Kriya Shema seems to be a yaitzi from that klal, at least according to some Rishayim, according to the Shitas Harach, which Taisus Nuh brings down, that l'chatchil is mantelain is immediately after Neitz. So then Kriya Shema was like, all the mitzvahs ne'az b'yayin, it's b'diavad, you could lay it from a lais, and l'chatchila from Neitz. But like the other Shitas, Kriya Shema is different, and the question is, what's the basis for that difference? So, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, and it's really based on the first Rishayim, that Kriya Shema is different than other mitzvahs, because Kriya Shema does not say B'yayim V'layla, it says B'shach V'chav Kumecha. So, B'sham Aitach learns the fact of B'shach V'chav Kumecha, that's not just talking about the Zman, it's also talking about the way you're supposed to physically be, your physical state, when you're in Kriya Shema, you're supposed to link Kriya Shema lying down, and Kriya Shema like you're standing up. But we pass like this hill, B'shach V'kumech is only coming to tell you the Zman. And therefore, it's totally, the Zman is not Yom V'layla, but rather the Zman is Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. So, one nafkamin is, for example, B'negei Kriya Shema Shalarvis, is that the Gemara says, and we pass like this, that it comes, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, if a person went the entire night and he never said Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and it's Aleis HaShachar, B'diavad, he can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Aleis HaShachar. So the Gemara says you don't say Hashkivenu if you say Kriyishma, the Shaila and the Pesachim, if you can still daven Tfilas Ma'ariv at that time after Olei Shachar. But Ben Yeh Kriyishma, we paskin that Kriyishma Shal Arvis can be said B'diyevid after Olei Shachar. Now the halacha is that other mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs halayla, for example, Ksiris Aimer, most mitzvahs, there are very few mitzvahs for Nagas B'layla, but the few mitzvahs that we have in the Nagas B'layla, for example, Sfiris Aimer, Ksiris Aimer in the time of Beis Hamikdash, and Sfiris Aimer for us, at least with the bracha. Similarly, other mitzvahs in Nagas B'layla, like those Rishayim B'hol, like the place that Ma'ariv is telling Laila, Tfilas Ma'ariv, that's why you can't have Ma'ariv after Alois. Most mitzvahs on Eges B'layla, you cannot be Mekayim after Alois, because after Alois is no longer Laila, it's Yain. And therefore, any mitzvahs not on Eges B'layla, you can no longer do. For example, there is a shita that Ner Chanukah is kosher b'diavad kol Laila. There, if you wait until after Alois, even b'diavad, you can't light Ner Chanukah. So, Derech Klal Mitzvah Eges B'layla, only kosher B'layla. By Kriyishma, we paskin the b'diavad, you can't learn Kriyishma Shal Arvis after Alois, and the reason is because Kriyishma Shal Arvis totally in B'shach B'cha, and B'shach Zu, there are still some people who are Shaykhvim, so therefore b'diavad, you can't learn Kriyishma at that time. So, that's that's definitely true, Legabe, the same amount of Kriyishma, of Kriyishma Shal Arvis, for example. Even though most mitzvahs and eges b'yayim are k'shem kol yayim, Kriyishma, except for the das kesemishnas, the das yachanis, Kriyishma is only kosher midaraisa until seiv zman kima. So whether that's sholishais or neitz, whatever that seiv zman kima is, but everyone's maskim that b'diavad, you cannot, even b'diavad is no longer a mitzvah's Kriyishma. The Gemara says you can still say Birchus Kriyishma, and the Rishayim discuss why. They can still say Birchus Kriyishma, but even b'diavad, you are not mekayim in Mitzvahs Kriyishma once you pass Shalosh Shais. And that's based on, because it doesn't say b'yayim, it says b'kumecha. B'kumecha means zman kima, when people are getting up. And zman kima, the latest we could call that is ad Shalosh Shais, until that when b'nei melachim get up. Just as an aside, to understand these Gemaras, we have to understand that fairly recently, when it got dark outside, it was dark inside as well. And most people's schedule was based on daylight. When it got dark outside, you were very limited in what you could do. You know, you could light a candle, you could light a torch, but there's a limit how much light you could get. And most people's schedules are based on daylight. So if you want to get anything done, you had to get up once it was light outside, because once it got dark outside, you couldn't. Your day was over. So therefore, it was people in general went to sleep earlier and got up earlier. Certainly in the summer they got up earlier. In the winter they definitely went to sleep earlier. People's schedules were much more based on the zman. So, and that's what all these dinim, when we say b'kumecha, we'll see shortly that it was only b'nei malachim who were kaim b'shal shayis. That's because people had things to do. People weren't b'nei malachim, had things to do, had to get up as soon as it was light outside, or else they wouldn't have time to get anything done. So the question is, that's why the zman of Kriyishma is different than all the other mitzvah nagas b'yayim, that v'tchila alois and b'dievan eitz, because it's not really totally in yayim, it's really totally in b'kumecha. And we'll see a little more about and that's what the basis for these manim are. So the Mishnah says, going back to the Mishnah says that this man is Mishiyakir. And the Gemara gives different shirim in this man Mishiyakir. It's a shayla of Nachreinim, if these are all the same zman or these are different zmanim. But the Gemara gives different either b'tchis lovim, b'tchis l'karti, b'chamar l'orid. So the question is, what is the basis for these zmanim? So as far as the zman of Ben Tchez Lovin goes, so we have a Gemar Menachos. The Gemar Menachos brings down a Machloikis, that the Paul says in the parish of Kishma, Risa Maisai, And Risa may say, and based on that Ri'iya, you should do all the mitzvahs. So the Shah is, why does the Torah say with regards to this Risa Maisa? So what Ma'an Dhamma says, and that's how we pass him, that we dash from Risa Maisa that that Lila allows Ma'an Tzitzis. The Gemara says that the other man holds that we dash from Risa Maisa Re'ei Mitzvah Zuv Zachar Mitzvah Acheres, which is Kriya Shema. We dash from Risa Maisa that Risa Maisa tells you when is Ma'an Kriya Shema. So Taisis brings down this Gemara Menachas, and Taisis says, that's Chat Ma'an Dhamma Bain Tchelas Lekarti or Bain Tchelas Lofan is, it's the Zman when you can, that the Zman of Krishma is when you can recognize Tchelas, either recognize Tchelas within the Tzitzis, or recognize Tchelas compared to a similar color, but the Zman of Tzitzis, the Zman of Krishma is totally in the Zman of Tfila. Now there's a question in the Zman of Tzitzis, is this Zman Ma'akiv or not? This is Zman of Mishiakiv Ma'akiv. Taisus says on page Ches that when the Gemara says over here that you can link Kriya Shema Mishal Sh'olam U'Shachar, this Taisus Lav Dafka. We don't mean because otherwise you can't leave him Olam U'Shachar, you have to wait to Mishiakir. He means that you get up by Olam U'Shachar and by the time you're ready to say Kriya Shema, it's Mishiakir. That's what Taisus learns. Now Taisus Tam is a whole tome on the place of exactly what exactly is the Zman of Mishiakir. Obviously it's not a set Zman because it's going to be telling in various factors, but Baruch what it is. So from Taisus it would seem that it's very close to the Zman of Alois. If we use the Bryce uses Alois, we really mean Mishiakir, and it must be that they're very close to each other. According to some shitas, Ramesh holds only 35-40 minutes. It's very shredded. This Taisus that says that Mishiakir is that we mean Mishiakir, we call it Tzelis. So, but the problem with that pshat is that only answers Ben Tchelis le Ben Tchelis Lovim. What about the other zmanim that the Gemara gives here? Bezev lekela, bechamal arud, Mishias chaveyay. So the Emes says that there's the Mishkiz Yankiv, and it's long true of the, they mentioned it earlier, but they have the Tarichas, the very end of the Kuntris. Mishkiz Yankiv says that from the Yishalmi, it's mashed all these Zmanim are actually the same Zman. There's a different Simanim for that Zman. That's what Mishkiz Yankiv says. The Gemara is not so mashed like that, because the Gemara brings down all different Shitas, and the Gemara says, Halacha Kacherim. It'll be mashed that there is a Machlekes. And the Pnei Yeshua Taka says the Makar for these Zmanim is, he says the Makar for Betchez Lavan is Tzitzis, the Makar for the Zmanim, he says, because the Zman is based on Belechta Chabaderech, he says, that's Mechura Banakra, so he says, what time do people leave? People leave when it's light outside. So he says, the Gemara says, why are you supposed to go on a Derech when it's light outside? The Gemara says, because you could be, at that time, you could be Zarev from wild animals and from Listim. So at that time, you have to be able to recognize the difference between a kelev, who's a domestic animal, and a ze'ev, who's a wild animal, between a chamar and arad, the same difference, or between you recognize people, but that's how you can be careful of listed, if you recognize who's who. So Yeshua says that's the basis for these man. But the Yeshua himself says this is all asmachta akro, that's not ikir man. So the ikir kliya of this man is based on the Zman of Bishach of the Kumecha. So what's the Yisai of the Kumecha? Yisai of the Kumecha is when people get up. When do people get up? The answer is there's a range of times that people get up. People start getting up already either by a Lois or by Mishiakir. The point is Mishiakir is a time when there's enough light to do something with. So if you want to get up and do something with your day, that's the time to get up with Mishiakir. And most people are up by Nates. As we mentioned, that was the meaning. And you have the B'nai Malachim that extend till Shalosh Ois. So that's where these Zmanim come from. So now, however, there seems to be a Machlokes between Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan as to how exactly we interpret these Zmanim. In other words, the Iker Zman Kima, let's call it, when the time when most people get up, is between Mishiakir and Eitz. There are Mikadmin who get up already by Lais, Now, Ma'achrim, the B'nai Malachim will get up later. So the Shaila is, so why, how are we supposed to base it on? So obviously it's not totally every Yachav gets up. What are we supposed to base this on? So we show you the lesson that we lay in it, the Ikizman Kriyishma is from Mishiyakar, that's the time when most people get up. And but the Evid, you could lay in it other times, but some people have gotten up already or are still getting up then. Similarly, we find by Kriyish Shalarv, it's the same lesson in the Rishayim. The Rishayim say that the reason why you could lay in after, the Gemara says, the reason why you could lay in after Kriyish Shalarv is after Elias is because there are people who are still being Sheikh of them. So therefore, you can still lay in after Elias, according to that Shita, B'di'evit. So the Shabbos, what does it mean? What is it Tali? Is it Tali in the time most people are getting up, or is it Tali in the time when some people are getting up? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav here on page Yud says, Avad Betz is Tali in the time when most people are, someone's getting up. Since the Terry says, this really quotes from Ramban, since the Terry says, B'shach v'chov k'mecha b'loshen yachid, so as long as there are Yechidim who are still getting up, or are already getting up, that's enough of a reason to lay in Kriya Shema, that's enough of a reason to make it Zman Kriya Shema. So watch out when the Rishayim say that the Iker Zman Shkima is from Mishiyaka to Neitz. So he says that really just means the Chachamim made our Chaka, and the Chachamim said that we don't want you laying too early, similarly to what the Chum said by every Bitzus B'yayim, that we don't want you doing it right away by Nates, right away by Alois, because we're afraid you'll make a mistake and do it when it's still Laila. And therefore, the Chachamim said, the L'chatchila, you should do it in the Zman when Reiv Bnei Adam get up. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is learning that Be'etzem, the Iker Zman Kriyishma D'Raisa is from Alois until Shalai Shais, and everything else is only a chatchila derabonon because we were chayshish. Lamaisa, it's a little bit problematic in the Rishayim this mahalach. Number one is the Ramban in Mulchanus. It's brought down here in the Kuntres on page Lamates. The Ramban in Mulchanus. He brings down that the Zman L'chatchila is from Mishiyakir, based on either Risa Maisei or on the Kumecha, and he says that the Pashtus would seem if you lay before Mishiyakir, you're not Yaitse. That's what he says, that's the Pashtus. Then he brings down the Rif Hold. Not like that, the Rif Hold, but the Dievid you could lay from Alois. Now, it sounds like he's saying that based on this fact it's the Iker Zman when people are getting up, that should be even Akiv. So that's the Chayr Mashma, that's Taka, the Zman when most people are getting up is the Zman in the Raisa. So even though we say you can lay till Shal Shais because there are people still getting up, or we can lay Kishal Arvis till after Alois because the people still sleeping, but it sounds like he has it said that this that in the Tchias Zman it should be Makiv. Also, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Svara makes a lot of sense. Klafe the Tchilas Zman. He says that really the Raisa you can lay in Mulcha Tchila from Alois. But the Eved, since they didn't want, the Chacham is only the Eved because they were afraid you'd make a mistake. You lay in the Laila. It's hard to know exactly what Alois is. Lay in the Laila. The problem is that many Rishayim hold the Shita Sayamban is very clear like that. If you look in page Chafaf of the page, Lashir Am is Ezuman Biyim. It's Lash Yasul Lukas Kain Mitzchama. They Shigma Lukas Uvar Bracha Kain Mitzchama. B'Shir Zek Yimay Iser Shaw Kain Shetal Hashemesh. Vim Iche V'Kar Kriyishim Shema Ach Tal Mishu Yatsa Yidin Chivasi. Shay Nasa Ad Seif Shal Shayz Biyim Lemisha Avar V'Iche. So the Pimegadim is Vedayik Lashir Am Lemisha Avar V'Iche. That is someone who is laying Kriya Shema after, according to Rambam, someone who is Kriya Shema after dates is Oiver al Divrei Chachamim. He's an Oiver, that's not Iker Zman. So it's very difficult to understand that he has, Midrash, he has 3 hours still to lay Kriya Shema. So Bishlama, we understand why Chacham said, B'di'evit, you should wait till Mishiyakir. Same way they said, B'di'evit, you shouldn't, on a regular mitzvah that you have a whole day for, they said, wait till nights. So on Kriya Shema, you don't have a whole day for it. So they didn't want to make you wait so long. Befrat, after Netzis B'dieven, so they said at least wait till Misha Yakir in order that you shouldn't make a mistake. But Gavi, the Seizman, why would Chacham say that to be, why would Chacham cut off 3 hours of the Zman, or even if you Cheshbin the 3 hours, if you Cheshbin Zman, you go like the Mugan of Rum, and you Cheshbin Zman Tefillah from Nates, you're cutting off almost 2 hours from Alayt, I mean, you're cutting off almost 2 hours from the Zman. Why would they cut off 2 hours from the Zman? What were they Cheshbin? Unless you say they were Cheshbin, that maybe if you push it off, you'll miss my Krishma. Anyway, it's the first thing you're doing in the morning, Pashtus. You're not gonna be. There's anyway. There's Isser Achila. There's Isser Malacha. You haven't davened yet. There's Achila. There's Malacha. Pashtus, you're not doing anything else then. So Kinnir, the Luchay, the Pshat is it's a tremendous Chiddush, but the Aruch HaShulchan says this Chiddush in page Lamed Gimel, and he says page Lamed Dal. He says that the Hayyaz the Torah says b'shachvuchav kumecha. So even though generally speaking in deraisas, except in Hilchos Kachim, we don't find the inyan of chatchila b'diavad, but here where the Torah gave this type of zman of b'shachvuchav kumecha, and the Torah says the Italian zman shchiv and zman kima. So since in zman shchiv and zman kima there is the zman kima of rov ha'olam and zman kima of yichidim. So the Torah was telling you back that there's a lechatchil dikizman and a b'diavad dikizman. So the lechatchil dikizman of Kriya Shema is the zman kima l'roiv ha'olam. B'diavad, as long as there is some people still getting up or some people got up already, so b'diavad, that's still called the zman kima. So therefore, the zman of Mishiyakir till Nates, according to many Rishonim, that's Lechatchila, because that's the Iker Zman Kima, that's where most people get up. And the other Zmanim, which is probably in the Magdimin Lokum or the Machrim Lokum, those Zmanim are only B'dievet. That is the shita of Al Kapanim, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yainim, many Rishonim. Lamaisa the Olam is Saimich to be carried lechatchila after Nates till Zman Kriyishma. Lamaisa shita satalus is that shita mustava tziruf of the tour and also the Rach that holds lechatchila. You should learn Kriyishma after Nates. And therefore, the Olam is Seimach on that. But Lamaisa, according to many Rishonim, the Iker Zman Kriyishma L'chatchila that should be laid by Nates. Now, there's another Shaila here, which is that is this halacha to lay it by Nates, is that because of Kriyishma, or is that within Tfila? So that's based on this Gemara. The Gemara says over here, That we learn from the pasuk Yeruch im Shemesh, that there's an inyan to be to do Kriyishma Tfilah Kivasikim, which is that they did Kriyishma immediately before Nates, and Tfilah immediately after Nates. So Shaila is, what is Yeruucha referring to? Is it referring to Tfilah or is it referring to Kriyishma? So Rashi seems to say it's referring to both. If you look at page Tezvav in the Kuntris, Rashi says Ma'akro the mitzvah l'spal l'mineitz achama. And Rashi goes on to say, the city Yuchim Shemesh, Mosai Misyom Chal Kishmachim Mekablam Aleihem. So Rashi seems to say that Yeruch is referring to both Kishma and Tefillah. And in the Rambam also, it seems to be more like that, the Rambam holds that it's going both on Kishma and Tefillah. The Chathchila, there's an Indian to say Kishma right before Nates, and Tefillah right after Nates. There's also need to be Simon Gula Tefillah. So if you say Kriyishma right before Nates and say Tefillah right after Nates, you'll also get Simon Gula Tefillah. But they're really two independent in Yadam. So for example, according to the Rambam, let's say someone said, for whatever reason, said Kriyishma early, he should still try to be Machmed to say Tefillah immediately after Nates. If someone, for some reason, can't dive until later and they're anyway going to miss being Simon Gula Tefillah, let's say, or it could be the Ram hold that the Zman Kriyishma is more important than being Simon of Gula Tefillah Pashtus Seramim, that you're considered over if you wait till after Nates. So if you, for some whatever reason, you're not davening till after Nates, according to Ramam, you should say Kriyishma immediately before the Nates. So the
immediately before the nights or any time before nights after.
So it's very interesting. The Rambam doesn't. Right. So the Rambam does not mention. Does not mention the Zman of Mishiyakir. He just says, he doesn't mention it at all. He just says, L'chatchil the mitzvah is to lay in it a few minutes before Neitz, and B'di'evet, if he was Kairi from a lois, he wasn't Yaisi. He does not mention Mishiyakir at all. So why not? That's a good question. So Mishiyakir says that this is based on the Gemara Menachos, that the Gemara Menachos says that the Zman of Mishiyakir comes from the drasha of Risa Maisei by Tzitzis, and the Rambam holds that since we passed like the Mando who darshins from Risa Maisei, that you don't have the Chiyuv Tzitzis by night, so we don't have that drasha b'chol. And so this whole Mishnah that says Mishiyakir, the Rambam holds is Shalei Aliba de Hilchasa, and therefore the Rambam doesn't mention about Mishiyakir.
There's a mitzvah Tzitzis.
There's no mitzvah tzitzis at night. We learn from Risa Maisa there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night.
Right.
So therefore, we don't darsh it for the drasha of Re'ei mitzvah zu zechor mitzvah cheres. And therefore, he says the Rambam holds that there is no there is no zman mishaker. The whole zman mishaker is only leman damar laila zman tzitzis, which we don't paskin like him. And since we don't paskin him, we hold a laila. He says that's where the Ram gets from. The Ram doesn't mention Mishiyakir. The Zman is Chetchila Kaidim Hadeitz, and that's Yeruchim Shemesh Pashtus, and B'di'evet from Alois, and Im Avar. Then the Ram says, if it's a real B'di'evet, then you can be Yitzei Tol Shal Yishayis. But that's only a real B'di'evet according to Shitas Rambam. But the Zman of Ikir Zman of Krishma is really according to Rambam is Samuch Leitz Chama. Instead, just the Rambam gives you when you're setting up your minions times, you want to know what's the appropriate amount of time. The Rambam says it's a 1/10 of an hour is the time from Krishma till you hit Shemoneh Esrei. So that is six minutes. This is man it's supposed to take according to the Rambam. From Krishma till Yishmanes. So he doesn't say Birchas Krishma over here. Here it sounds like he's talking about Shema itself. But he says that you should finish the Bracha Achreina with Nates. So it's Shema, from Shema till Gol Yisrael.
6 minutes.
Yeah, according to Rambam, in the Rambam's minion, it took 6 minutes.